5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Overtime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Overtime, your weekly source for all things Overwatch. I'm your host, Jacob Hujic, and with me today is Taylor Severn.
Yo.
A lot smoother than our last intro.
You didn't need to make reference to that. They didn't know.
But they do now, which is the magic of the internet. Hello, everyone. Sorry for missing last week. Me and Brandon were super sick. It was super not fun, but we're feeling better now. Brandon couldn't make it today.
Brandon's not feeling better. He's just gone.
Different reasons not feeling good, but yeah, he won't be joining us tonight. He's okay, though. No, nothing to worry about. But yeah, so there wasn't much news last week, which is a good thing that we had to miss it. But of course, Blizzard felt the need to drop a whole butt ton of stuff on us right before we start recording. So as we speak, there is a new event that just went live on the game itself. It is the Year of the Rooster Lunar New Year event. Did I say the full title right? It's a long one.
Something like that, yeah. And I should mention, Jacob kind of sounds like we logged in today and we're like, what? What is this? We knew something was happening.
We knew something, but I didn't know.
They were doing an Overwatch event.
I saw a video, first in Spanish, because some guy got a hold of it like 30 minutes early. So I watched the Spanish video. I'm like, oh, there seems to be a New Year's version. And then there was the official version that came up like 30 minutes after that. So I'm like, oh my God, I guess they're going to do an event soon. And,
or, you know, it was the whole last week thing saying, hey, we're doing a lunar event, an Overwatch tweet that really tipped us off.
I actually didn't know about that one.
God damn. We discussed it on the weekend.
Did we? I was too busy playing Zul'jin. I might not have noticed.
We hung out!
Yeah, we had more than an inkling that the New Year's event was going to be happening. There was lots of leaks involving a Mei skin and a D.Va skin.
It wasn't a leak! They tweeted it!
This soup just leaks from the highest source.
God damn it.
Regardless of what Jacob may not or not know.
The event's now live.
The event's live. You
and
can go
patch
play
notes
it.
And stuff.
It's pretty cool.
Events.
There's patch notes. There's a new brawl. That's pretty cool. There's a whole bunch of stuff. There was also stuff from last week. Basically, there was a previous PTR dev update, which was pretty cool. We will link it in the show notes. I hope it's not
and
actually in the
we'll
show
discuss
notes.
It after the today's patch notes and such.
Yes, it was nothing major. We might even forget about it. But the big news is there's a new event. You can get new loot boxes. It's just like the other events. You can get, there's what, 100-ish new things? Tags, skins, emotes, what have you.
Li Zhang Tower has more festive things on it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 3 weeks long.
So, a long one, although that's probably the same length as all the other ones, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, some of the new skins are pretty cool. I really like the skins. I'm not familiar at all with
China.
You know, yeah. Honestly, I'm not terribly familiar with Chinese culture. I know a little bit, probably as much as anyone.
If you put out a map and say point to China, Jacob would not know where to point.
No, I'm okay with geography.
He just knows nothing of China.
It's you know, it's on the far side of the moon, right?
One of those. That's why this is such a big deal.
Yeah, Lunar Festival, it all lines up. Yeah. But despite not being very familiar with it, it looks very, very, like, the skins look cool. The whole aesthetic is like the red and gold looks very, very good, and all the skins have very ornate details, which are very nice.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty. What skins? What's your favorite skin?
Well, we have a handy-dandy list here, but of the ones I can think off the top of my head, I really enjoyed the Mercy one. I thought was nice, as well as the Bastion. I think, again, the ornate details on it are very cool. He's got, like, what are those trees called? The miniature trees?
Bonsai?
Bonsai trees. I was going to say Sudowoodo is based on one of them. The bonsai trees. He's got those kind of details all over him. But
you're not
I
even
think
talking about the best detail of the Bastion skin.
the fact that his bird is a chicken.
Yeah, it's a rooster.
Yeah, it's that is pretty good. And I do admire the May skins, but I think my favorite one might actually be the Reinhardt skin.
It's not
just
a bad
because skin. they gave him a very like kind of samurai style to this like weirdly proportioned power armor. I actually quite like it.
While I agree, like a lot of the skins are very pretty with their detailed things and such, none of the skins really do it for me. I'm just kind of like,
Yeah, because they're all like kind of more based in real world. Like, they look like things you would be able to wear. Most of them. I mean, the power armor might be a little bit hard to come by, but like,
are you saying I can't wear a fiery pumpkin on my head?
I mean, you could, just not for very long. I don't think. Or forever. One of the two. There's no middle ground there.
I could wear it for the rest of my life.
But yes, so there is something about like the Halloween. It's all like very ghoulish and creepy and into that whole aesthetic. And with the Christmas ones, specifically our favorites, Reapers and Fairs, were all like very like ice cool, no pun intended, but totally intended type of thing. And these ones are more just like, hey, it's, you know, the traditional Chinese attire, which is cool, but not quite as cool as growing ice out of your power armor.
And I mean, I like the color red, so that's nice.
That is nice. Again, I do like the color scheme. But again, white and blue are much more my style.
And I really enjoy Ganymede being a rooster. But at the same time, it only shows up for like highlight intros and stuff. So it's like, I don't... I thought
if Bastion presses E, he throws it out and it slows people.
Oh yeah, they added that.
Yeah, no, they didn't. I'm thinking that's another game. Here's the storm. Go play it. They got trolls now.
There's our weekly Heroes of the Storm mention.
It's in my contract. I have to. But skins and tags aren't the only thing that have been.
No, now we need to discuss about the tags. Come on.
What's your favorite tag?
Exactly.
Actually, I looked through them briefly. I haven't picked a favorite. I actually was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Moving on. The skins were probably the cooler part of it for me.
Okay, well, like the Christmas event where they had the ornaments and the trees, for this seasonal event, they have their own, every hero has their own version of this tag. And it's them carrying a dragon puppet. And so you can make like, if you line them all up, you can make a nice little, like, long dragon with all the characters carrying the dragon. And I really like that.
So, the one question is, who has the tail and who has the head?
The way it's designed, every character's the tail, and you just cover up the tail with the next character.
Okay, but who has the head?
May
has, okay. Yeah,
And it's not a dragon head, it's actually her little robot thing she has.
That's cute.
Yeah. And so, like, those are all really nice. And then, Genji and Hanzo, they also usually do these tags that, like, two different characters that work together. So, like, for Christmas, they had Roadhog and Junkrat fist bumping while lying back. This year, it's Genji and Hanzo. Henzo. Jesus. that should be his skin name for Henzo.
Henzo.
Because he's a hen. Genji and Hanzo. And it's, they have those dragon puppets, but it's in their dragon colors and they're kind of like fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice because they use dragons in their thing.
Yeah. It's cute enough.
Yeah, and everyone else's tag sucks. That's
not true. No, it's totally true. They're all awful.
And we got three new highlight intros, I believe.
Yes. We have... Oh, no, I'm thinking of Junkrat's emote. I don't know any of them.
It's Tracer, Roadhog, and Mercy.
Tracer is the one with the dragon, right?
Yeah, I do enjoy that one.
Yeah, it was... when I was watching the kind of reveal teaser thing for it today... I didn't know who was going to be under there, and then it was Tracer. I'm like, oh, I was expecting like May or something, but
whatever. She's just so happy. It's nice to see a smile occasionally. But and Mercy's She kind of like spins around and you're looking up at her spinning around with her thing on the thing. And then she flies up and the camera pans up with her and looks down and it's a symbol in a different language.
I'm going to make a wild guess and assume it's Chinese.
We don't know. I mean, it could be Swiss.
We have no answers to these things.
She's Swiss, right?
Me?
Mercy.
Tracer?
Mercy.
Winston.
So Roadhog actually has my favorite highlight intro. And it's pans on a bunch of food that has been eaten and like canisters and stuff. And then it comes to him and he's just like lying back and he like his arm falls off and like more food falls out and he's just sleeping.
I wish I'd seen that one. That sounds adorable.
It's amazing.
That's awesome. I'll have to check some of those out. I briefly went to the game, tried out the new thing, which we'll mention in just a second.
And Jacob opened up a
loot box.
Couldn't even listen to everyone's voice line, which they cheated because Roadhog and Reinhardt pretty much have the same one. They ask if you're chicken.
Very funny.
Are you chicken?
It's a good pun, but come on. And they're right beside each other, so I got it back to back. Worse. I'm sure other people share voice emotes.
I got nothing, actually. I got two voices. I don't even know what they were. I don't really use the emotes. I've got my favorite ones for everyone.
If you log in while the event's going on, you get a free loot box.
Yes.
For the new.
As for every event, I believe.
Yeah. Didn't previous events you got more than one?
No, just the one.
Okay. That's me misremembering that. But in mine, I got a victory pose, and the victory poses for this year are characters holding like sparklers and fireworks, and it's all nice and pretty.
Yeah, it's very cute.
The one I got was Roadhog. Instead of like holding a sparkler or a firework, he's just holding a bunch of dynamite and like looking really excited. Like he's like shaking his head and like kind of like twitching his head like, oh
yeah, they're all moving now in the victory poses, like these newest ones, because before like they would blink or maybe not even that. And I believe in the last one, the Christmas one with the T, I think some of them were like kind of teetering, if I'm not mistaken, but these ones they are much more
teetering.
Yeah, in this one they are much more, they're in motion, like they look like they're holding a pose as opposed to being just like a frame, which is cool.
Yeah, that could be like interesting to see more of, and even retrofit some of that to some old victory poses to make them more lighter.
I don't know if they're going to go back and change them. They might, but I think
or
just as we
money
go forward,
for new ones.
Or charge us money for the updated ones.
if this character now blinks,
yeah,
money
$10, please. But yeah, I'm sure as we go forward, all of the victory poses will be animated. I'm gonna put Jacob's stamp of approval on that and say it's gonna be a thing.
And we also got some new emotes. May has, or Diva, sorry, has one where she like gives a nice bow. May does one where she's very excited. Junkrat has one where the firework explodes in his face, because why wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
Like, he's an explosive expert, but fireworks just...
He's explosive expert, but explosives confuse him. And excite him, weirdly. His victory emote is... he's holding a firework or a stick of dynamite, whichever. I think it's one of those... crackers?
Emote?
They just explode on the ground and make a big bang. That's what him and Roadhog are holding. But anyways, he's holding it in his mouth, which is... Don't do that, kids. Please, don't. No fireworks. Don't hold them, especially not in your mouth.
I mean, you didn't hear it from us. Or
Overwatch. yeah. But yeah.
I'll film a video of it if you did.
Again, lots of cool new stuff. Another cool thing relating to the tags and such is that the feature in PTR where you could equip four different emotes and four different tags is now live in the game as of now. So actually,
everything that was on the PTR, I think, made it to live. So
was it everything?
Unless I'm forgetting something.
I don't think all the balance changes went up, did they?
There was like changes for Ana, Diva, others. There were a few new things in the patch notes. Like, for example, Crouch now has a small cooldown because I enjoyed myself with that and Blizzard doesn't want me to have fun.
Yeah, so...
They don't the want you to teabag, like, at light speed.
Yeah, so basically what was happening was they didn't remove this because they thought, like, oh, people teabagging people, other people when they get the kill.
What? That's not
like this is disrespectful and like, it causes negative emotions. Like, that's not why they did it. They did it because some people were actually binding it to keys or setting it to a macro on their computers so that it moved at, like, basically max speed. So their character model was moving at just a super rapid clip, and they would do this, again, as a macro, so they didn't have to do anything. And it was actually making it hard for enemies to get a headshot on them. So it was giving them an advantage. So Blizzard said, hey, we're just going to add this small cooldown. You can still teabag people, albeit slower, but it will kind of decrease this weird headshot dodging maneuver.
Next, they're going to put a cast time on Crouch.
Yeah, you have to channel your Crouch.
And I feel this really shows how Overwatch team is different from, like, say, StarCraft team, where they take away macro mechanics in Overwatch. The other change that I'm surprised by, like, it's out of nowhere. In the options menu, for Lucio specifically, you're able to enable something that lets you wall run backwards.
Yes, which I thought was very, very interesting. I do like the visual of him, you know, like, skating forward through a wall and then, like, flipping around and, like, skating backwards, keeping momentum and shooting at some guy or just pulling a cool pose. Again, visually, I really like it. But it's going to open up a lot of really cool things that Lucio players can do. Right now, like, top Lucio players can do some pretty cool things with the wall ride, and it's not just, like, you know, staying up on a point very, very well and being super annoying. It's like you can get up to places you didn't think you could get up to with a Lucio because of that wall ride. I'm excited to see what kind of cool plays they can do now that they can you know, kind of go in more directions than forward with it.
This might be a bit telling of the kind of Lucio player I am and my skill level, but this changes nothing for me.
Same.
I'll not be able to do anything more.
I will never touch this option. Again, it is,
like,
an option.
I might have it on, just be like, I'm going backwards, woo! But, yeah, no, I... Like, in the heat of battle, I can barely wall run forwards.
Going back to the patch notes, some of the things that did make it to live, you're right, it does look like everything there is there. Anna's biotic grenade, the effect of its, or its effect both against enemies and teammates has been reduced from 5 to 4 seconds, and the healing boost to allies has been decreased by 50%. D.Va's health and armor was swapped, so she now has 400 health and 200 armor. Her fusion cannon, which is her basic attack, was got the switch from PTR as well. Roadhog now has the new Roadhook 2.0, as people have been calling it. So it's kind of more, it's got more checks in it, so it's not going to pull people, like, around crazy corners, but it's also going to more consistently hook people and pull them to the right spot from Roadhog's point of view. And then Sombra's hack cooldown was decreased.
Woo.
Yeah. So most of the changes... there was something up there that didn't make it. I'm sure of it, but I can't think of it right now. 100% other than that,
damage increase?
other than that, the kill feed was also updated. Again, the multiple emotes and voice lines you can now equip to your character. Actually, when you get a new emote or tag... in a loot box, and you click on it, you can actually, right from that screen, assign it to which of the 4 slots you want to put it in. So for now, on Sombra, I think I got Sombra's, just like her hacked Hearthstone saying, tag. I now have that and her Christmas tag equipped. So that's pretty cool. I really like the fact that you can do the multiple tags. I know we've talked about it before, but I want to see the creative, you know, gifs of people doing this in the live game with like almost a slideshow of, or like a comic book panel of different things.
I'm mostly excited because you can use other tags now. Because I historically only ever use one tag, and now not only can I use the X, but I can use the circle with the cross out.
Don't get too creative there, buddy.
And I might get a dragon or so.
Yeah, actually in the game I noticed with the kill feed in particular, not only is it like, you know, updated for more information, it looks crisper too. Like, it looks better. The characters have, I don't know, higher resolution artwork up there, and the lettering also seems to, I don't know.
I think there's just a black outline around it.
That might be it. I didn't look too closely, but I glanced at it and said, "Huh, that looks
better." I see that better.
Yeah, I can read that a little bit more clearly.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of black around it all now.
That would make sense. Okay. And yeah, that pretty much does it for the patch notes. And now, finally,
except for one last thing.
If you're going to mention the brawl.
It's the new brawl!
Hey!
Capture the rooster!
Capture the fool rooster. Yes. So, they finally did it. They've gone and did it! They now have a capture the flag type game mode in Overwatch. There was a dev update that went into this into more detail, which we will probably bring up during the course of this discussion. But the general gist of this new brawl is that
it's capture the flag.
It's capture the flag. There's a flag. Both teams have a flag. You got to go capture it and bring it back to your base. Unlike what people were suspecting, you know, months before when people were first thinking up like, hey, why doesn't this game have a capture the flag mode? They were thinking, well, you have to nerf some abilities. They decided not to do that. And then people more recently, when they saw, you know, hints of this capture the flag brawl being brought up, they're like, oh, it's just gonna be Tracer, because that's all we saw in those kind of leaked images. And that's not the case. It is all the characters. None of their abilities have been nerfed in any way. It's just the regular game of Overwatch, but you have to capture these flags, which I thought was a very, very interesting choice. So me and Taylor played around. We lost horribly, but I think we got the basic mechanics. And what did you think, Taylor?
It's definitely capture the rooster, not capture the flag. Because there are some like key differences to try to balance it out. And Blizzard has been working on trying to figure out how to make capture the flag, because that's a very iconic game mode.
Mm-hmm.
And they since before Overwatch was released, they tried working on it. They
before it was announced, gave even. Up. Before like, it was even announced, they were working on this mode.
And they gave up at one point, and then they tried to do it again. And they went through quite a few different iterations before they ended on this, and they feel like this is the strongest for Overwatch.
Yeah, they were mentioning in their dev update about, you know, the tumultuous process they have had developing this mode, and I urge you guys to watch it. But some of the things that really struck me was the fact that they were, like, their kind of development process for this mode was like, well, we don't want to... We tried, like, disabling certain heroes when they use certain abilities from being able to pick up the flag. So, like, if you were Zenyatta and you ulted, he's obviously invulnerable and he moves faster. So they were thinking, well, maybe he just drops the flag. Or if you're Tracer and you blink, for those types of abilities, you just drop the flag. But that made it not fun to use those characters or those abilities, because that's the whole point. You're playing Tracer and Zenyatta, so you can do those things. So why, if you just drop the objective, why play those characters?
It made you not want to grab the flag.
Yeah, and grabbing the flag is supposed to be like the point. It is the point. You want to go grab this flag because you feel like a badass as you try and run desperately back to your base. So I believe the next iteration was that... actually, I forgot what the next iteration was. Suffice to say, they tried a different iteration of the game mode. Brain fart there.
Through this iteration, they were able to settle on some rules. It's a few very simple rules, but without limiting any character in any way. And so the one is, when you go on a flag, there's a little cast time it takes to actually capture the flag.
Yeah, there's a little bar at the bottom of your corner.
Any damage will reset that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to... you can't just blink in three times a tracer and
recall back
recall
out
away.
And be halfway back to your base.
You actually have to deal with the enemies, unless the enemies are really bad.
Yes. So if they are defending, like, you have to clear out the defenders or at least block for your teammate that's going to try and capture the flag. Long enough. It is very short. I think it's like a second and a half or so. I didn't quite time it, but it is not very long. But it is long enough where, like, you have to deal with the defenders in some way. And then, again, as Tracer, you can get the heck out of Dodge with all your abilities. Or apparently Winston is very, very useful in this mode because of his leap and his barriers. Which I can actually see that. And then once you've actually got it, you can alt and just monkey jump all the way back to your base pretty easily.
And
defense
another...
characters. Sorry?
Sorry. Another one of the rules is, unlike how World of Warcraft's Capture the Flag works, and Jeff Kaplan would know, is that if the enemy team had your flag, you couldn't capture the enemy's flag until you got your flag back. In this, just no matter what, if you got the flag, you got the flag.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no delaying in that. And the reasoning behind that was that... I like that I paused for you to, like, talk, and then, as
and then
soon
you
as
just
you start,
barreled over. You paused to let me talk so you could crush me.
Yeah, I'm a horrible person. But the main reason for that was that in Overwatch, it's harder to hold out than live than in other games. Where in other games, like, you're able to be like, okay, I'm here, and, like, the team's able to, like, protect you and stuff. You don't really have that in Overwatch. You'll just die.
The main point of Overwatch is to kill the other dude and get the thing. No matter how good the defensive characters are at some points, the more offensively minded tactics and the way the maps work out for all of Overwatch, not just Capture the Flag, is that the offense should have an advantage. Because that just feels better. In this game mode, they were just like, get the flag, get back to your base, you get a point. It works on a point system. It's not, you know, the first team that gets the flag automatically wins. It's a point system, and whoever has the most points at the end of the time limit gets the victory. Again, I think it's fairly well laid out. Another thing they mentioned in the dev video is the fact that this is just going to be kind of, it's a brawl. It's not a main part. It's not one of the main game modes in the game. It is just a brawl. It will be here for 3 weeks during the event, and then it will be gone.
Because they're aware that it's not exactly balanced.
No. We were just playing a game, and I'm sure there will be some sort of tactic that beats this eventually, but there was lots of defense characters. And then again, Winston is very, very powerful on this map. Same with Tracer. Well, Tracer can kind of be dealt with, but I do think that Winston could be quite a threat on this map. So it's not supposed to be balanced. If people really like this mode, if they get a lot of good positive feedback, or at least feedback that they think they can work into the game mode, they will bring it back as a more regular brawl, or maybe potentially as a more main game mode. But for now, it's just here for 3 weeks. Have fun. If you lose because of some cheesy strategy that someone, you know, makes up and then everyone's using it, that sucks, but, you know, it's just there to have fun.
And if you're a very passionate Overwatch player, and if you're a very passionate Capture the Flag player, give the team the feedback. They would love your feedback, and it can only make the game mode better if they ever decide to bring it back.
Yeah. Like, with everything, especially with the PTR, I know in the previous PTR dev update, they were talking about the PTR, and saying that a very small percentage of the player base actually goes on there, and the ones that do generally don't spend a lot of time there. They want your feedback from the PTR and from the game mode, like from the live game as well. If you have anything you want to add and tell them in a constructive way, of course, don't just go like, ah, oh, this is stupid and you should do this. Just like say, hey, I feel this way because X and Y. Go onto their forums. Reddit is also a pretty good place, although they specifically called out their forums. Go out there, leave your comments, and someone from Overwatch will probably see it. They do a fairly good job of trolling through there, especially if your comment picks up some steam and gets voted on by other people. But yeah, that's the Brawl. We played against a lot of Symmetras on there.
One, because, you know, only one person could be.
Well, they never switched off, and I kept running into them. That Symmetra, oh my goodness. I don't know if she was good, if that character person was just good with Symmetra, but I'm starting to get frustrated. Me, as a Symmetra player, I'm starting to get frustrated with all the Symmetras. I really hope they give her another look. They don't have to change anything, but just... here's my feedback. I should leave this on the forums.
Yeah.
They might want to look harder at Symmetra.
Just look it up.
Never
know what you might find.
It's not that she's broken. It's just every time I see her, like certain other characters, I get frustrated immediately. Again, as a Symmetra player. But yeah, that's the Brawl. I quite liked it. I am excited to go back into it again, maybe with a larger team.
Seems of people.
It's a good time. I'm excited to see what they do about it. One other thing they mentioned in the dev update that I want to talk to you with, my goodness, words are hard, was that they mentioned that one of the reasons why this mode didn't fit in Overwatch very easily was the fact that there are two objectives for your team. In all other game modes in the game, you are either defending the point, attacking the point, or trying to push the payload. Like, you have one objective. In this one, not only are you trying to capture the flag, but you are simultaneously trying to defend your flag. So this kind of splitting of resources is something that wasn't a thing that your team had to consider. Not just you, but your team. And it's something a little bit more difficult to coordinate in this game. The character abilities, you know, specific characters aren't quite as good at doing both. Like, they're much more focused on one or the other. When they said that, it kind of occurred to me that the other game modes that we've been thinking of, you know, we had one that I really, really liked, which was like kind of a payload race. And it suffers from the same problem. You either have to commit resources to attacking the other payload or defending your payload, which I think is very, very interesting, but the game isn't quite geared towards that. And I wonder if it kind of hampers future game modes. I was wondering what you thought about this, and I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Are you actually talking to me or the audience?
Both.
Oh, okay.
The audience can't respond right now, so while they're... messages are getting to us, I figured you might as well answer.
I'd say yeah, that makes sense of the whole we do one objective at a time. That's a true statement that he made. I don't think it's possible to do a dual objective thingy where you have to worry about both attack and or defense at the same time. But I don't think that really is a limit, and also at the same time, limits aren't bad.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely keeps the game more focused on what it wants to try and do. And I think that with this Brawl coming out and them saying like, hey, maybe we can do something with it, like we're gonna revisit these ideas and try them out and rejigger them to try and make them work, put different, you know, rules and limits on them to make it work with our type of game. But it just took them so long. Like we were saying, this mode has been in development since before the game was announced. That was years ago, and they finally put it out as a Brawl, like just like a hey, have fun mode. So it makes me feel that unless they get really creative, like with the hybrid maps, you push the payload and then you have to defend the point. We're not going to see a new game mode for a while.
Especially not that one that he was talking about, like the December update.
I was gonna actually mention that. Except for I have, not a feeling. They have flat out said that they are working on one game mode, and it makes me curious.
No. They're working on a bunch of things, but they said they're kind of happy with how one game mode should be shaping up.
And I'm wondering, like, because of what they said in this dev update, I don't think it's going to be anything similar to what we've mentioned previously on at least on our show, because all of our suggestions have been kind of this dual objective or even three objective in that kind of domination style
game mode. Did I give a game mode, or was this all you? I forget.
I think you've been on every episode. So.
No. But like, was one of the game modes my idea?
I think,
was it all you?
If you didn't suggest the race, the ones I remember are the race mode and the domination style mode. And then someone suggested the capture the flag, but that's been a thing for a while. I don't know what yours was. I think yours was the domination mode.
I do like domination mode generally.
Yes. And again, as I really like the idea of splitting up your resources, but I can see what they mean about it in Overwatch. But I think we're
so you're saying you want search and destroy.
I want to unleash the dogs, and then call in an airstrike, and then finally a nuke.
Yeah, you want Overwatch zombies? You just run around the map killing zombies.
I want to see this idea as a brawl. I want them to have, you know, those bots from the Halloween event.
Yeah,
and they're just kind of going towards the door. I want to be two teams. Maybe of three or four, they both have doors or whatever, and these bots are going towards them, and you have to take out the, as a brawl, again, not a game mode, you have to take out the enemy bots while trying to get your bots into their gate, kind of like in a weird MOBA style game. I think that'd be very, very fun.
I don't think that'd be fun at all.
I think that would be the worst thing. I think that mode would single-handedly cause the heat death of the universe.
I won't go that far. Maybe the death of Overwatch, but Jesus.
Wow. I want to see that mode. I think it'd be cool.
I want to see that mode just to prove Jacob wrong.
Everyone tries like, oh wow, this is actually just awful. I can't quite put my finger on why it's awful, but this is the worst idea that's ever been made by humanity.
And that's on you, Jacob.
Pretty much the year of the rooster, New Year lunar event, Chinese New Year lunar rooster event. How are you? What'd you think?
It surprised me that we're getting another event. Like, it makes sense. I wasn't expecting another event so quickly. Though, like, in hindsight, I really shouldn't have not expected it, you know?
Blizzard has kind of been going heavy on the Chinese New Year and just Chinese, like, kind of events in general.
Well, they've always done a lunar event in, like, pretty much all their games, except, like, StarCraft, because they don't love StarCraft.
Only Koreans play StarCraft, so... they again, it's a huge market for them. Why not kind of cater to them more? But out of the pantheon of the events, because we had a whole bunch of them now, where do you think this one kind of ranks for you? Obviously, it's just beginning. We haven't gotten sick of the brawl yet. Well, actually, I might have already. But what do you think of this one? Are you going to look fondly back at this one?
This might be controversial, but this really just doesn't do anything for me, this event. It's probably the worst event for me.
I might have to... Oh, yeah, continue.
And like, I'm not like saying like it's like a bad thing they need to change. It just doesn't do anything for me. I have other things to do now. I have other responsibilities, other games I have to play. And it's nice that Overwatch is one of them. I have limited time. But
I so feel you there.
I'll still probably play some Overwatch, try to get some loot boxes, try to get maybe the Junkrat skin, just because I play Junkrat a lot. And red, I like the color red. This skin's red.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you. For probably the same reasons. Like, as cool as this one is, again, cool brawl, pretty cool skins, they're not my taste. I like the Christmas one because I like ice and I like Christmas. I was pretty happy with the Halloween one because the brawl was a very cool concept that I still want them to revisit. And again, I like the aesthetics of Halloween. I like the fact that Soldier 76 was in a thriller costume. Like, that was just so cool. And I loved the purple Pharah with the flame and the dead eyes. Like, that's
the super dead my eyes thing. That you never see because she wears a mask. And also, it's first person.
Dead eyes, super my thing. Jacob, 2017.
Jacob only cares about woman's dead eyes and her hair.
And her purple outfit. Power armor, specifically. Yeah, getting away from that. I liked those ones because of the aesthetic. And what they added to the game. This one, as solid as it is, not my thing.
We're not saying it's bad or anything. It's just, it doesn't tickle our fancy.
Yeah, and if it tickles your fancy, please tell us.
And, you know, play Overwatch. Just have fun.
Yeah, go play some Overwatch. I think we're going to do that soon. Or Heroes, one of the two. But I think that pretty much wraps us up. Taylor, was there anything else you wanted to mention about this event or otherwise?
Next time we'll get into the meaty greedy of the PTR dev update, because there were some neat little chunks to discuss in there, but no.
Yeah, we'll definitely get back to that, because there was some cool stuff that I wanted to address as well, but I think that pretty much wraps us up for this week. So, if you like what you heard here today, please consider subscribing or giving us a rating on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you're listening to this. Really helps the show out, especially 5-star ratings on iTunes. If you want to email us, you can do so at owovertime@gmail.com. If you'd like your email read out on the show, we will do that for you. If it's just a private message, we will just read it privately. So any comments, questions, or concerns, you can send it to us again at owovertime@gmail.com. I'll get that right one day. We also have another show called Press Ada Podcast. We review a different video game every episode. We just recorded one fairly recently. Two, actually. One was a episode on 7 Days to Die, I believe. And the other episode was a year in review of 2016. Both are up on our YouTube. And you can follow that show on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter at Press A to Podcast. Twitch is just different because it has underscores instead of spaces.
Is for that this show not on iTunes?
It is. I haven't updated it in a while just because... actually, I could probably do that now. I didn't do it before because I had limited bandwidth on my internet, but now I have unlimited, so I actually can go back and start uploading those episodes like a madman.
Yeah, because I feel that makes it a bit easier to get into Press A. Instead of, probably. Like, you know, Twitch.
I'm excited about the future of Press A because we're going to do Diablo next. I really like discussing games in general, and Diablo is one that I have a lot of opinions on. And then we're going to do Mass Effect. Ah, it's going to be good. But anyways, follow that show. You can follow this show again on Twitter at @OW_overtime. And yeah, that pretty much does it for us. So for me, Brandon, who couldn't make it today, and Taylor, we will see you next time. That was an episode.
Wait.
Oh
shit.
No! We didn't mention Russell with Jeff. Prepare for death.
That's fine.
Oh god, that was so funny. Player tears realm.